The possibility of having up to 100 mostly Syrian refugees resettled in Rutland has been controversial, to say the least. Some residents and city officials spoke out against the plan, citing cost and concerns over security and screening. Mayor Christopher Loris has also been criticized for not being transparent in his discussions with state and federal officials about the resettlement plan, which he spearheaded. Well, yesterday, Rutland got approval from federal officials that the city would become a site for the resettlement of refugees, and the city is expected to begin welcoming them in mid-December or early January. The Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program will be opening up a second office in Rutland to help with that process. And joining me now on the line is the director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, Emila Mirzanovic. And thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Now that Rutland has been announced as a resettlement site, what happens next and what needs to happen between now and then when the first refugees arrive?
So the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program will start looking at an office space and a warehouse space. So some, you know, logistical things need to line up. And then, you know, we will be reconnecting with employers and the business community and the landlords. And then we will be recruiting and hiring staff and training them so they're ready to receive new families when they start arriving in December or January.
When those new families start arriving, will they be given some funding to sort of help them, you know, get their feet a little bit, you know, help out financially in some ways?
Yes. Every new arrival receives $925 from the federal government. It's in our community, it's known as the welcome money. And that money is used to rent an apartment, put down a deposit, pay, you know, initial utilities and purchase, you know, some food.
Now, some of these people, I assume, will have some children with them, perhaps, who need to be placed in schools. Are those kind of things going to be looked at as well?
Yes, yes. And that is a job of the case manager. We will be hiring a case manager. Whose job it really starts before a family arrives. You know, they start looking for apartments, collecting, you know, basic needs, and then they will help families with children get the kids registered for school and provide other supports.
You mentioned that you're opening another office in Rutland. How much of a staff do you expect to have there, and, you know, what will their role be?
We are planning to hire three staff in addition to a case manager that I just mentioned. We will be hiring an employment counselor person who will be working closely with all employable adults in the family. And then also we will be hiring a case manager, a reach-up case manager, to provide a support, case management support, to families with children under 18.
Emila, can you think of another place or situation in Vermont that may be somewhat similar to this? Maybe not the exact number of refugees coming, but, you know, has there been a city or town in Vermont that has gone through this kind of process already that we can look to as kind of a model?
In the past, we've resettled refugees in Waterbury, Montpelier, and Barrie, also Middlebury.
Now, some residents and city officials in Rutland have voiced concerns. I mentioned this in the lead about the cost of bringing in some 100 new residents. They've talked about security risks of resettlement as well. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, my response has been that refugees, out of all visitors to the United States, are subjected to the most rigorous security screenings. It takes between 24 to 36 months to process a single individual. They're subjected to fingerprinting, interviewing, medical screening. So 1,000 days, on average, it takes 1,000 days to process a person. And then, you know, they arrive. They're ready to travel. After they have gone through all of that, they're ready to travel. Refugees, you know, bring great contributions to our communities. You know, if you walk around Burlington and Winooski today, you know, you see stores, you see restaurants opened by refugees, and that contributes immensely to our economy.
Well, given what you just said, Emila, I have to ask, do you believe the people who are opposed to this resettlement when they say they're worried about cost and they mention security screening, or do you think that there's something else that's being left unsaid?
I really want to believe that people are essentially good. I wouldn't be in this work if I didn't believe that. And I think what's going to make, you know, the greatest difference, the greatest impact is once refugees are in Rutland, once families and they are there, and those personal connections are made, people will understand, you know, these are human beings just like you and me, looking for safety, looking for a better future for themselves and their children.
Do you see this as a pivotal moment in certainly Rutland's history, maybe in the history of Vermont as well?
Absolutely. This is a big moment for, you know, our history, Vermont's history, the history of refugee resettlement in Vermont, and certainly Rutland's history. But we should also remember that Rutland has a long history of immigration. Even, you know, Mayor Loris will talk about his, you know, grandfather coming from Greece in the early 1900s. So this is not the first time that Rutland will be opening its doors to immigrants, this time refugees.
Emila Mirzanovic is the director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. I want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.